Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche also weighing whether to release transcripts from his conversation with convicted sex trafficker Ghislaine Maxwell, Epstein's close confidant. High-level talks happening at the Kremlin on ending the war in Ukraine. ABC's Guy Davies has more from the Foreign Desk.
U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff has met with Russian President Vladimir Putin this morning. The pair was seen smiling and shaking hands. This is Witkoff's fifth visit to the Kremlin as the U.S. tries to secure a ceasefire in Ukraine. This Friday marks the deadline President Trump has set for Russia to end the war, threatening secondary tariffs and possible sanctions if Russia does not comply.
The Health and Human Services Department is canceling contracts and pulling funding for vaccines that are developed for respiratory illnesses like COVID and the flu. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a longtime vaccine skeptic, says vaccines that use mRNA technology will be halted. This is ABC News. UNICEF now says two of the three indicators of a famine have been met in Gaza, and by the time a full-on famine is officially declared, it may be too late to respond. This is the agency's Joe English.
I've done this work all around the world, and I can't think of another situation where, when I speak to my own colleagues in Gaza, they are hungry. Their children are hungry. They are going to bed hungry. They are waking up hungry, and they are doing their best to do their job to alleviate the situation as much as we can whilst they themselves are hungry.
It happens from time to time across Germany. This morning in Dresden, several neighborhoods and thousands of people from the city center have been asked to leave their homes and businesses as experts set to defuse a World War II bomb on site. The evacuation zone is nearly a half mile wide. Today also marking 80 years since the U.S. dropped an atomic bomb on Hiroshima, Japan. Commemorations happening there today. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
Deer hunters in Wisconsin will notice some changes to the state's deer management units this fall. The deer management units are divided into four zones: the Northern Forest Zone, Central Farmland Zone, Central Forest Zone, and Southern Farmland Zone. Every few years, the DNR reviews Wisconsin's deer management units, and for the 2025 season, changes were made to the Northern Forest Zone, Central Forest Zone, and the counties bordering them. Minor changes were also made to the metropolitan subunits across the state. Hunters need to know their management zone or unit number when purchasing a bonus antlerless authorization or registering their deer harvests. The DNR encourages hunters to check out the 2025 Deer Management Unit map before purchasing a deer hunting license. You can learn more about these changes on their website at dnr.wisconsin.gov. Saturday, August 16th, Presley Pays It Forward Children's Cancer Benefit. This is a motorcycle ride with an 8 a.m. meet at Main Street Cafe in Iron River. Sign up is at 7 a.m. with kickstands up at 9 a.m. You can call 906-284-7275 for pre-signup requests. All vehicles are welcome if you don't own a motorcycle. And all proceeds will be going towards families in need and to donate toys to the children of the MACC clinic. There's going to be food, prizes, and music. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, August 16th, over at Main Street Cafe in Iron River, with sign up at 7 a.m. and kickstands up at 9 a.m. Wisconsin has its first cases of measles this year. Melissa Kay reports.
The Wisconsin Department of Health Services and Oconto County Public Health have confirmed 9 cases of measles in the county. One person returned from out-of-state travel and was found to be the common source for the 8 additional cases. This was confirmed based on exposure and symptoms. DHS and Oconto County Public Health are working to identify and notify people who may have also been exposed to the measles virus. The risk to the community does remain low at this time. However, measles is a highly contagious disease that can be spread from person to person through the air. While these cases are in Oconto County, north of Green Bay, this is the first confirmed instance of measles virus cases in the state this year. Unvaccinated individuals have a 90% chance of catching the virus if they come in contact with a contagious person.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Martholar Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet, 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods. With reliable service and hometown values, Minocqua Chevrolet stands out. They offer a full synthetic oil change for an everyday low price of just $49.95. And there's always a great selection of new 2025 Chevrolet models on the lot. Treating customers the way they want to be treated. It's a great place to do business. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com.
I'm Stephanie Hoff. Along with you, this is the Midwest Farm Report. Today, we're digging into a story that might hit close to home, or at least the kitchen table. Ground beef prices are on the rise. Market advisor John Heinberg with Total Farm Marketing walks us through what's causing the price hike.
Well, we just saw some stats over the night that U.S. ground beef to the retail consumer is actually hitting its historic highs this last week. Some of that might be tied to a little bit of tariff play. We did put a 50% tariff on Brazilian imports, and we import a lot of beef from Brazil. That usually goes into trim, so that may be one of the reasons why the hamburger price is going higher. Trim, obviously, is the ground beef that we see that hits stores and restaurants. So we'll have to really watch that going forward in terms of that cattle market, just the supplies of cattle are not out there, and that's going to be something that keeps prices elevated.
Historic highs on ground beef, something you may be noticing this summer as you prep burgers for the grill. Market advisor John Heinberg joining us from Total Farm Marketing in West Bend. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. I've got more farm news on the way.
Join our friends from Wisconsin Farmers Union in Booth 607 and Midwest Farm Report at Wisconsin Farm Technology Days on Wednesday, August 6th at 2 p.m. Wisconsin Farmers Union is united to grow family agriculture. Visit WisconsinFarmersUnion.com to learn more.
This year's Farm Technology Days is celebrating generations of progress August 5th through the 7th at Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, Wisconsin. This year's show takes a glimpse into the future of agriculture with technology and technique. Visit WIFarmTechDays.org for a full schedule of events.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
It was a busy week for Wisconsin farmers with nearly six whole days suitable for field work. Harvest is underway for small grains and hay, while soil moisture remains mostly favorable. Nearly 80% of corn has reached the silking stage. That's 5 days ahead of last year. Corn and soybeans are both holding steady at 81% good to excellent, though that did dip slightly from last week. Soybeans are moving along with more than 80% blooming and more than half setting pods. That's ahead of both last year and the five-year average. Winter wheat harvest is 67% complete, running a bit behind, but potato harvest has just begun, and that crop quality is excellent, 96% rated good to excellent. And on the hay front, second cutting is nearly done, and the third is halfway there. That's according to the latest crop progress and condition report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Brewer baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers take on the Braves for game three of their series in Atlanta. The Brewers with a 7-2 victory last night, their fifth win in a row. Pat Murphy.
You really have to be disciplined right now. More than ever before, we got to be disciplined. It's how we play and the mindset we're in when we play, because circumstances say ball could have bounced the other way and we're not, those numbers aren't there. You know, you have to just be consistent in how you prepare and be attached to your process, not your results.
NFL, he's slated to be their starting defensive back to replace Jair Alexander, but Nate Hobbs will miss all of the preseason games after having knee surgery over the weekend. It happened last Thursday in practice.
I'm just happy that it wasn't nothing more serious.
Was it meniscus?
That was a meniscus.
Okay, and right knee, I assume.
Right knee, yes, sir. I'm committed, as I say I am.
That's Packers defensive back Nate Hobbs with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Northern Wisconsin weather. Good morning, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, some areas of smoke. We'll see mostly cloudy skies otherwise and a high near 79. South winds up to 20 miles per hour at times today. For tonight, scattered showers and storms, a low of 62. Thursday's high near 81. Right now, it's 62. 98 Q Country.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie affair. the last one to know, the last one to show I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. And I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. Slip on down to the oasis. So I've got friends in low places. Guess I was wrong, I just don't belong. But then I've been there before. Everything's alright, I'll just say goodnight and I'll show myself to the door. Hey, I didn't mean to cause a big scene. Just give me an hour and then I'll be as high as that ivory tower that you're living on. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. Yeah, I'm not big on soul. Slip on down to the oasis. So I've got a friend in low places.
tattooed on his left arm. Spent a little more in the store for a tag in the back. I says, USA. Won't buy nothing that he can't fix. With WD-40 and a Craftsman wrench, he ain't prejudiced. He's just made in America.
Country.
She got eyes that cut you like a knife, and her lips that taste like sweet red wine, and her pretty legs go to heaven every time. She got a gentle way that puts me at ease. When she walks in a room, I can hardly breathe. Got a devastated smile, knock a grown man to his knees. See, I'm gonna have idiots. It blows me away. She's everything I wanna say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. She got one of them idiots. I don't know what to do. Every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you. You got whatever it is. You know I've never been a type they would ever want to stay. Bring them home at night and they're gone the next day. But that all changed when she walked into my life. And people ask them why it is, tell them I don't know. That just something about the woman makes my heart go haywire. She's gonna be my wife. She got one of them idiots. It blows me away. She's everything I wanna say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. She got one of them idiots. I don't know what to do. Every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you. You got whatever it is. That's how I feel. Cause when she loves me, I'm on top of the world. Cause when she loves me, now I can live forever. And when she loves me, I am untouchable. She got one of them idiots. It blows me away. She's everything I wanna say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. She got one of them idiots. I don't know what to do. Cause every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you. I do. You got whatever it is. Oh, you got whatever it is.
After all the bars are closed, tell me where you wanna go. We can find a place to park, open the bottle in our hearts. If you want, I'll tell you anything you wanna know. after everybody leaves. And this party's just you and me. We don't gotta say we're done. We can just wait up for the sun. We still got a lot of good night left to go. After all the bars are closed and they play the last song, blow out the neon. Don't gotta go home, but we can't stay here. And them records all spun, but the dancing ain't done. Night's only begun. We can go anywhere. Take a ride to the boondocks, to a truck, to a boombox, yeah. Secret spot, maybe you got. After all the bars are closed, tell me where you wanna go. We can't find a place to park. Open the bottle in our hearts. If you want, I'll tell you anything you wanna know. After everybody leaves, and this party's just you and me. We don't gotta say we're done. We can just wait up for the sun. We still got a lot of good night left to go. After all the bars are closed, then you kiss me like that, like a shot of straight jack. Baby, you're my nightcap. Take it right back. After them after hours, be a bartender on the kitchen counter, wrapping up the night arms wrapped around you. Baby, now we're talking. After all the bars are closed, tell me where you wanna go. We can't find a place to park. Open the bottle in our hearts. If you want, I'll tell you anything you wanna know. After everybody leaves, and this party's just you and me. We don't gotta say we're done. We can just wait up on the sun. We still got a lot of moonlight left to go. After all the bars are closed. No, I don't care what we do on the dark side of the moon. Just as long as I'm with you when it's time to go. After all the bars are closed, all the bars are closed.
98 Q Country.
Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes.
Gonna love you. I'm gonna love you.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
My heart beating faster as I step out on
Leanne Rimes with a one-way ticket at 98Q Country. And here we go into a Wednesday, the 6th day of August. Nice morning out there again today. It's been a good summer, hasn't it? I mean, weather-wise, just straight-up weather, you can don't take the smoke into the consideration or anything else, just the weather itself. Pretty nice. We've had warm stretches. We've had some cooler mornings here and there. I would guess saying it has been a warmer summer would be accurate, but the entire United States is warmer, much warmer than us. 79 is our forecasted high today. We're going to get up into the 80s starting tomorrow and running right through probably Sunday. Our rain chances are lingering a little bit tomorrow and then a little bit on Saturday and Sunday. Nothing appears to be a washout, but the rain chances are there. We're at 62 as a wake-up temp. Just a tint of coolness in the air out there this morning. Just enough, nice enough to shut off the air conditioning and open up the windows for a while, depending on what your taste is for the warmth. Brewers are going to do a day game today. They just keep winning. The Brewers play and they win, and they play and they win, and they play again and they win again. That's how the pattern's going right now. And we're going to do this 6:15. Okay, usually the last game of a series in the middle of the week is usually a day game, but the Brewers don't play tomorrow, and I would assume that the team that they're... It all lined up, so everybody had a day off tomorrow anyway, so figured, well, let's do a night game. 6:15 first pitch and a 5:40 pregame. Brewers and the Braves going for the sweep. We've been saying that a lot this year. Going for the sweep in Atlanta. And then this weekend, the Brewers will travel to take on the Mets. We got a 7:10 game on Friday. A 6:10 game on Saturday. That game, the Saturday Brewer game, by the way, we'll slide over to Trail Mix 103.1 and 980 AM because the Packers are playing at the same time. I always thought the team should always get together on that, but they don't seem to do that because the Packers are playing Saturday night too, right? Yeah. And then Sunday, it'll be a 1:10 first pitch. So peeking ahead to next week, the Brewers got the Pirates coming in for a series next week. Doesn't really seem to matter who they're playing. Usually they say, ooh, that's a tough team. Ooh, that's going to be tough. Doesn't matter. Dodgers, Cubs, Braves, whatever. Bring them on. The Brewers keep winning. And we'll have them for you right here, your home of Brewer baseball, your home of the Packers, and your home of high school football coming up, believe it or not, 2 weeks. Is that right? Is that right? 2 weeks from... 2 weeks from... Thursday, tomorrow, Phillips and Shawinigan kicking off the season. Wow. That surprised me a little bit. I knew it was a couple weeks, but I didn't know 2 weeks from tomorrow. So already high school football preparations are being made. The equipment has been handed out, and the practices have begun for the high school football season. Eight-man, of course, dominating around this area. The Lakeland T-Birds, of course, playing 11-man up in Ashland, Medford, Tomahawk. But all the smaller schools around here, if you haven't been paying attention, all the smaller schools, Shawinigan co-oping with Butternut and Mercer for 8-man. This will be the final year of that co-op. Shawinigan will be by itself next year, and then Butternut, Mercer, Glidden, I believe, are co-oping together, I believe, on that next year. And then Phillips 8-man, Prentice has their own 8-man team. Rue Blake has their own 8-man team, as does Winter. So 8-man league. I was looking at the a great source, by the way, for high school sports info. You might want to bookmark it on your computer is wissports.net. That's where I go and get a lot of the info that I use for the radio. You can get scores in there and all kinds of stuff. 8-player info, the team schedules. All that stuff. So the conference that we're playing in now, Shawinigan and Phillips, is called Northwoods. It's Northwoods East. Athens, Shawinigan. Hurley, Flambeau, Phillips, Prentice, and Rue Blake all in that conference. And then you have the Northwoods West, which is Bruce, Mellon, Northwoods, Solon Springs, Shell Lake, South Shore, Washburn, and Winter Birchwood. So pretty much all the teams playing games that are, you know, fairly close, which is nice. So Northwoods East and Northwoods West are the conferences for 8-man up here. Twice an hour news and sports at 6:32. Let's get you updated right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The House Oversight Committee subpoenaing the Justice Department for more files in the Jeffrey Epstein case. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche also weighing whether to release transcripts from his conversation with convicted sex trafficker Ghislaine Maxwell, Epstein's close confidant. High-level talks happening at the Kremlin on ending the war in Ukraine. ABC's Guy Davies has more from the Foreign Desk.
U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff has met with Russian President Vladimir Putin this morning. The pair was seen smiling and shaking hands. This is Witkoff's fifth visit to the Kremlin as the U.S. tries to secure a ceasefire in Ukraine. This Friday marks the deadline President Trump has set for Russia to end the war, threatening secondary tariffs and possible sanctions if Russia does not comply.
The Health and Human Services Department is canceling contracts and pulling funding for vaccines that are developed for respiratory illnesses like COVID and the flu. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a longtime vaccine skeptic, says vaccines that use mRNA technology will be halted. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, or the DATCP, is accepting applications for Buy Local, Buy Wisconsin, or BLBW, grants until noon on Monday, September 15th of this year. The DATCP will award up to $200,000 total in BLBW grant funding. This is a competitive grant program designed to strengthen Wisconsin's agriculture and food industries by helping farms and businesses more efficiently process, market, and distribute locally grown food products. BLBW grants provide consumers with access to more Wisconsin-grown food products, including organic vegetables, hops varieties, hazelnut products, locally grown grain, and other value-added products. Qualified applicants include individuals, groups, or businesses involved in Wisconsin production agriculture, food processing, food distribution, food warehousing, retail food establishments, or agricultural tourism operations. Funded projects will need to report on increased local food sales, created and retained jobs, and new investments. Projects can receive grant funds for up to 3 years, and requests must be between $5,000 and $50,000. Eligible expenses include compensation for personnel, consultant services, materials, and supplies. Grant recipients must provide a one-to-one match of cash or in-kind support accounting for at least 50% of the total project budget. The DITCP will use a competitive review process to select the most qualified projects. Contracts and project work may begin in December of this year. Grant information and application materials are available at datcp.wi.gov. For more information, you can contact DITCP Grant Specialist Brian Williams at datcp.dadgrants@wisconsin.gov. Thursday, August 21st, it's Books in the Barn. There are two sessions available, one from 9 to 10 a.m., or another one from 10:15 to 11:15 a.m. Activities include story time by the barn, viewing of the milking parlor, sitting in a tractor, plus a free dairy treat and children's book. The suggested age is 10 and under, and an adult must accompany the children throughout the entire program. Pre-registration is required by calling 715-339-6779, extension 6, or email info@unitedpridedairy.com by August 15th. Once again, this is taking place Thursday, August 21st, from either 9 to 10 a.m. or 10:15 to 11:15 a.m. over at United Pride Dairy. School bus safety is August Law of the Month. Melissa Kay has more.
We're getting closer to the start of the school year, and that means more kids walking or biking early in the morning and in the early afternoon. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds drivers the August Law of the Month is school bus safety. They say traffic patterns change when school is in session. You'll see more school buses on the road, and you'll need to be mindful of your surroundings to help keep kids safe. Each year, more than 600 crashes happen in Wisconsin involving school buses. The Wisconsin DOT says these crashes are preventable. Remember the rules. When you see flashing red lights, stop at least 20 feet away in both directions. Flashing amber or yellow lights mean the bus is approaching a pickup point and you should slow down and be ready to stop.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Brewer baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers take on the Braves for Game 3 of their series in Atlanta. The Brewers with a 7-2 victory last night, their fifth win in a row. Pat Murphy.
You really have to be disciplined right now. More than ever before, we got to be disciplined. It's how we play and the mindset we're in when we play, because circumstances say ball could have bounced the other way and we're not, those numbers aren't there. You know, you have to just be consistent in how you prepare and be attached to your process, not your results.
NFL, he's slated to be their starting defensive back to replace Jair Alexander, but Nate Hobbs will miss all of the preseason games after having knee surgery over the weekend. It happened last Thursday in practice.
I'm just happy that it wasn't nothing more serious.
What's meniscus?
That was a meniscus.
Okay, and right knee, I assume.
Right knee, yes, sir. I'm committed, as I say I am.
As Packers defensive back Nate Hobbs with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We are with Pete from Wheelway. Pete, let's talk a little bit about giving that vehicle serviced here for the summer. Your service department has all the certified technicians to make that happen, right?
Absolutely. It doesn't matter if you're looking for your AC is out of your vehicle, tires, brakes, many, many discounts you can take advantage of. Make sure you check your Northwood Shopper and take advantage of all those savings in the Northwood Shopper coupons.
All right. And they can always go online or give you guys a call to schedule that next service appointment, whether it's a week or two out for that oil change or whatever. They can do it either way, right?
Absolutely. We're the home of the $39.85 oil change. Make sure you give us a call before we get filled up. 762-2467. And I'm again, 762-2467. Make sure you check your Northwood Shopper every single week. Many discounts, hundreds of dollars of savings you can take advantage of today.
All right. Your next vehicle and all the service you need at Wheelway, Byfield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Check it all out at wheelwayautos.com.
If you have back-to-school shopping to do, then you should make Macy's your first stop, because Macy's has back-to-school styles from brands like Nike and Jordan, must-have denim from Levi's and Good American, and now Macy's has Abercrombie Kids too. It's all in one place, all at great prices. And here's another reason to come in. If you're already at Macy's and you saved so much, you could stop by the fragrance counter and pick up something for yourself too. The best back-to-school styles are here now at Macy's.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time and skip the regular line at the airport and pay for speedy security. Imagine not having to quickly unpack and pack at the place you already came packed to. And wearing your shoes the whole time you're there? You can't put a price on that kind of luxury. Well, actually you can, and you paid for it. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for speedy security. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Northern Wisconsin weather. Good morning, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, some areas of smoke. We'll see mostly cloudy skies otherwise and a high near 79. South winds up to 20 miles per hour at times today. For tonight, scattered showers and storms, a low of 62. Thursday's high near 81.
Right now, it's 62.
98Q Country.
I've been thinking about you all day, baby. Waiting on that sun to go down. What you say I pick you up after work? Slide over and we slip out to the outskirts of town. I got a blanket and a fifth of comfort. A little something to knock off. It's supposed to get a little cool tonight. Looks like I'm gonna have to hold you tight. About a mile off Old Mill Road, that spot nobody knows. We park the truck and we take off running. Hurry up, girl, I hear it coming. Got a moon and a billion stars, the sound of steel and old boxcars. The thought of you's driving me. Come on, baby, let's go listen to the night train. Yeah, I hope it's gonna be a long one. And
If we're lucky, it's moving slow. Wouldn't mind if it lasted all night, lying next to you on that hillside. Park the truck and we take off running. Hurry up, girl, I hear it coming. Got a moon and a billion stars. The sound of steel and old boxcars. The thought of you's driving me insane. Come on, baby, let's go listen to the night train. Let's go. Truck and we take off running. Hurry up, girl, I hear it coming. Got a moon and a billion stars. The sound of steel and old boxcars. The thought of you is driving me insane. Come on, baby, let's go listen to the night train.
Top down and the radio up. That's summer in the country.
98Q Country.
I still feel 25 most of the time. I still raise a little cane with the boys. Honky-tonks and pretty women, Lord, I'm still right there with them, singing about the crowd and the noise. Sometimes I feel like Jesse James, still trying to make a name, knowing nothing's gonna change what I am. I was a young troubadour when I wrote in on a song. I'll be an old troubadour when I'm gone. Well, the truth about a mirror is that a damned old mirror don't really tell the whole truth. It don't show what's deep inside or read between the lines. And it's really no reflection of my youth. Sometimes I feel Jesse James, still trying to make a name, knowing nothing's gonna change what I am. I was a young troubadour when I wrote in on a song. I'll be an old troubadour when I'm gone. I was a young troubadour when I wrote in on a song, and I'll be an old troubadour when I'm gone.
George Strait for a Wednesday morning. Life is good on 98Q Country. If it's not, a hang in there. It'll get better. All right. We've got some a lot of local information coming up for you, as always, on Reality Radio. We've been doing Reality Radio for longer than anyone here remembers or admits to. Always good local information. It's our monthly visit with Tanya and the folks from Catkins this morning at about 8:45 or so. We'll be talking about the Price County Historical Society. We'll be talking about a benefit cycle ride coming up here, and we'll have some folks in with that. Let's see. I think we're going to talk a little Phillips Chamber. I think we're going to talk a little, I wrote it. You ever do that? You write something, and then like 2 minutes later, it's like, what did I write? Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream. They have a big event coming up. So we'll visit with the folks from there. And Terry Barr is going to got a couple of interesting stories. Well, not interesting stories, but informative stories today. One about the Voting Rights Act. 60 years old today. A little information on that. And the Wisconsin League of Women Voters is marking that 60-year passage also. So we'll have a little bit of information on that from our very own Civic Media, Terry Barr, all coming up during Reality Radio after 8 o'clock here this morning. What do you got going on today? 78, 79 will be the high temp. Good day to be outside. A little bit of that hazy smoke from the Canadian fires will be lingering. I think they just gave up on the air quality thing. I think is what happened. It seems to be about the same as it was, and they probably have a reason for not issuing an air quality alert, I know, but it still seems to be there. It seems to be the same. Yesterday, I came to the realization, I looked at my forecast on my phone, and I thought, oh, there's no air quality advisory today. And then I looked outside, and I thought, looks to be the same as it was yesterday. Still a little bit of a lingering haze out there, but the air quality advisory thing is not in effect right now for the Price County and the immediate area. So that's good. Let's get some words of wisdom to get you going into this sixth day of August, 2025. We take a moment to focus on the family.
My wife, Jean, is the living embodiment of the proverb that says, gracious words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the body. Every time I call her on the phone, she answers with a delightful tone that lets me know she's glad to hear from me. She reminds me that I'm loved and encourages me when I'm having a stressful day. Her positivity lifts me up. It's not easy to speak words of blessing if you weren't taught to do that growing up. Maybe instead of using humor to connect with people, you learned how to cut people down. Instead of sharing your disapproval constructively, you learned to speak harshly. Those negative patterns likely followed you into adulthood as well, and now they're affecting the way you speak to friends, coworkers, even your children. Although there isn't a delete button you can push to erase those old messages, you can learn how to speak words of blessing to people. How? By rethinking what you say and how you say it. You can accomplish both of those goals by filtering what you say through the acronym THINK, THINK. Before you speak, ask yourself, is what I'm saying true? Is it helpful? Is it inspiring? Is it necessary? And is it kind? Transforming your words into blessings begins with transforming your mind. To speak differently, think differently. As you do, your words will become gracious and a sweetness to the soul. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
God is at work, and He's calling His people to rise in truth. Truth Rising is a powerful new documentary from Focus on the Family and the Colson Center. See how ordinary Christians choose courage in a culture that needs truth. Watch Truth Rising starting September 5th and find out how you can be a part of the change and become an agent of restoration. Sign up at truthrising.com. That's truthrising.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard joining MediShare can save families up to $500 a month, and obviously that's a big deal, but they like it too, especially being part of something that reflects their values instead of working against them. So yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
Hungry enough to eat a menu? Good news! The Park Falls Family Restaurant has one too big to fit in the radio. Swing by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner anytime. Craving Mexican? Grab a chimichanga, burrito, quesadilla, fajita, or taco. Pick your meat, grab some chips and salsa, and don't miss those new jalapeno cheese curds! Located on Highway 13 in Park Falls. They're open at 7 a.m. daily. Veterans, they salute you with 10% off anything on the menu.
Lager United Booster Club is proudly supported by Northwoods Dentistry, serving six locations, providing services from general and preventive to advanced services in cosmetics, implants, and more.
Hey, Wisconsin, are you feeling summer? Then it's time to feel cheesy with delicious fair food. Feel grand with Wisconsin's top exhibitors, from quilting to horse shows. Feel amped with live music at the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater and Main Stage. And if you're feeling gutsy, Spin City is calling your name. It's time to feel good. July 31st to August 10th, only at Wisconsin State Fair. Presented by U.S. Cellular.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
98Q Country.
I know I shouldn't say what's up. I heard you went and met someone. But I got a little cold beer buzz and he ain't here right now. I bet you if I took your hand and we had a neon night slow dance, you'd be getting to forgetting all about him, and you'd be walking out of here without him. When you're single again and you're thinking of me, you know I got that same old Tennessee 615 that you used to heat up, a half past where you at, pick me up. When you're all over him, I hope you're all over me. I got a king size bed just missing a queen. Make me your first call after your last call with him, and you won't ever be single again. I got a cabinet with your name on it, a slow drive on a Sunday, you can count on it. I'll treat you better than he ever did. Girl, when we're together, you won't ever wish. If you're single again and you're thinking of me, you know I got that same old Tennessee 615 that you used to heat up, a half past where you at, pick me up. When you're thinking of me, you know I got that same old Tennessee 615 that you used to heat up, a half past where you at, pick me up. When you're all over him, I hope you're all over me. I got a king size bed just missing a queen. Make me your first call after your last call with him, and you won't ever be single again. Single again.
about the music.
Hey, y'all, it's Tyler Hubbard.
This is my station.
AQ Country.
What's that? I hear angels singing, telling me to make my move. Listen to it. Their voice is ringing, baby. If you feel it, get in the groove. Love is the rhythm of two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady and true. Talk to me, baby. Tell me what you're feeling. I know what love is. What's it to you? Time's up, trains are leaving, baby. Are you ready to take that ride? Get on board, don't keep me waiting, baby. Say you're willing to cross that line. Love is a rhythm of two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady and true. Talk to me, baby, tell me what you're feeling. I'm sure your heart is telling you true. I gotta know what love is to you. Cause to me it's the rhythm of two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady and true. Talk to me, baby. Tell me what you're feeling. I know what love is. What's it to you? Love is a rhythm of two hearts.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More than 50 Texas Democrats remain AWOL from Austin, refusing to vote on a new map of the state's congressional districts. Here's ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
The congressional map is not linked to presidential races. Instead, it's usually tied to the once-a-decade census. Still, the president pushing for a new Texas map to give Republicans five new seats in Congress. But a vote can't happen without Democrats present, and dozens have fled the state. Texas Governor Abbott has already threatened to arrest them. Now he's calling on the state Supreme Court to remove the top Democrat, Gene Wu, from office.
Gene Wu telling ABC News those seats do not belong to Donald Trump, they belong to the American people. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy pulling $500 million in funding for vaccines that are developed using mRNA technology. Sources say Vice President J.D. Vance is expected to host top administration officials tonight for a strategy session on the Epstein files. This is ABC News. A new report on crime shows a dramatic decline in 2024. ABC's Michelle Franzen has the numbers.
According to FBI data from 87% of law enforcement agencies nationwide,